Episode 51 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Happy Sunday. Have you checked out the Stitcher app yet? I was out and about today for a while and I just turned on the day's headlines. I heard some really interesting stories that I know would have never made it to the news. Give Stitcher a try. I think you'll like it. Available for iPhone, Android, and most tablets in their respective app stores. And it's free. Today we'll read Exodus 31 and Matthew chapter 3. We'll read from the NET Bible. Exodus chapter 31. The Lord spoke to Moses, "See, I have chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in skill, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship, to make artistic designs for work with gold, with silver, and with bronze, and with cutting and setting stone, and with cutting wood, to work in all kinds of craftsmanship. Moreover, I have also given him Oholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And I have given ability to all the specially skilled, that they may make everything I have commanded you, the tent of meeting, the ark of the testimony, the atonement lid that is on it, all the furnishings of the tent, the table with its utensils, the pure lampstand with all its utensils, the altar of incense, the altar for the burnt offering with all its utensils, the large basin with its base, the woven garments, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments for his sons to minister as priests, the anointing oil and sweet incense for the holy place. They will make all these things just as I have commanded you." The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, surely you must keep my Sabbaths, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. So you must keep the Sabbath, for it is holy for you. Everyone who defies it must surely be put to death. Indeed, if anyone does any work on it, then that person will be cut off from among his people. 6 days' work may be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of complete rest, holy to the Lord. Anyone who does work on the Sabbath day must surely be put to death. The Israelites must keep the Sabbath by observing the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the Israelites forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed." He gave Moses 2 tablets of testimony when he had finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, tablets of stone written by the finger of God. Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist came into the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." For he is the one about whom Isaiah the prophet had spoken, the voice of one shouting in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing made from camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and his diet consisted of locusts and wild honey. Then people from Jerusalem, as well as all Judea and all the region around the Jordan, were going out to him, and he was baptizing them in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore, produce fruit that proves your repentance, and don't think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you that God can raise up children for Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe is laid at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one coming after me is more powerful than I am. I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clean out his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the storehouse. But the chaff he will burn up with inextinguishable fire." Then Jesus came from Galilee to John to be baptized by him in the Jordan River. But John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me?" So Jesus replied to him, "Let it happen now, for it is right for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then John yielded to him. After Jesus was baptized, just as he was coming up out of the water, The heavens opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my one dear Son. In him I take great delight." May God bless the reading of his word. So in Exodus 31, God told Moses not to worry, that he, God, had already given the necessary skills to some of the people to carry out the making of all the materials for which God had just given him the instructions. There's a good lesson there. If God calls you to do something, he'll enable you to do it. You're not on your own. Isn't that a load off? And then we met John the Baptist. Did you know that he was a cousin to Jesus? In one of the other Gospels, we're told that John's mother Elizabeth was related to Jesus' mother Mary. And it says his diet was locusts and honey. I wonder, would that be considered part of the paleo diet? Just wondering. Now remember, don't forget to check out Stitcher Radio, where you can get the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible each and every day. There's a link for it at LifeSpringAudioBible.com. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.